past. Charl de Villiers is on the line from Gordon's Bay. He is the founder owner at Sound Waves Health Clinic. Charl, hi, thank you for staying up so late.
Hello, Lindsay, that's a pleasure.
Sound waves are fascinating. I mean, we, you know, having a background in radiography, we used to obviously use radiation to treat cancer, but ultrasound, of course, has been used for many years to detect things. And many people know ultrasound from when they're pregnant. I'm very excited when Ayanda told me that you had done some work around the issue of ADHD.
That's quite correct, yes.
Before we get to that, let's backtrack a little bit about your Soundwave Health Clinic. What do you do there?
You know, Lindsay, it is such a wide range of things that we do here. I can just tell you that with sound waves, when we work with sound waves, it's actually vibrations that we use to detect certain things in the body and to check whether everything in the body is okay. We do a full scan on a person with sound waves. It works on exactly the same way than when you're going to for a sonar scan. But the method that we use is of such a way that the sound waves that we create is going into the body, asking the body certain questions, and then we get answers of what's wrong in the body. Mm. And that is how that is basically how it operates.
Mm. But now, obviously, you know, we've been chatting about, you know, prostate cancer. Cancer is very obviously a lesion, and the sound wave will travel differently. How does it work then with something like ADHD?
Okay, with ADHD is perhaps I just must explain a bit more how we operate, how the thing is really put together. We are wearing a special, we call it headphones, with sensors in it, and those frequencies or sound waves are conducted to your body via a 3D NLS bioscan system. We are using cutting-edge technology, so the scan and for the scan and to treat the part of the body. Now, with ADHD, is when we do a scan there, we do not really look at the child and see whether the child's got ADHD, but we go into the blood system, we look for shortages in the blood system, and it shows it out immediately. But I've got to point it out that each and every child or person is absolutely unique. So with the one, you will find it 100% and you'll see it immediately, with the other one a bit later. Okay, so we are actually looking at specific things like calcium, magnesium, and zinc deficiencies in the body, in the bloodstream.
So are you saying that you look at the fact that the research has identified those elements, and then you're using these sound waves to actually find these chemicals or the paucity of the chemicals in the body?
That is 100% correct. And you know, when you look at ADHD, there's such a wide variety of things. When you, for instance, when you look at coloring in certain foodstuffs, it affects the child tremendously. We can check that and see whether it's in the blood, and we can look at the levels of what of those specific substances in the body. So yes, it is absolutely true that we can measure that, and we do it the sound waves, and we do it extremely effectively.
So you do need to know what particular chemical you have. Do different chemicals have different resonances?
That's right. Each and everyone's got a different resonance. Like, for instance, zinc's got its own, copper's got its own, magnesium got its own. And when it's low, we can check that. We can go into hair analysis, for instance, and check the hair analysis and see whether there's zinc or copper or magnesium in the hair analysis. We can go into the blood analysis and have a good look and see whether those, where are the levels of the zinc and the copper and the magnesium, to name three. But those three are really we've been looking at that very, very close.
So you're saying that people who have the condition of ADHD,
Yeah.
You're looking at, what were the three you mentioned? Calcium, magnesium?
Zinc, copper, and magnesium.
Okay.
Those are the main three that we're looking at.
It wasn't calcium, it was copper. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned everybody is individual. You know, like, for example, a blood count. Some people naturally have a high blood count. Some people naturally have a low blood count.
Yeah.
There's no ways that you in these tests can actually find out if somebody, for example, had a fairly, you know, a normally high copper. Is it done, obviously, in combination with other tests?
When we work here, we do not really work on our own. I prefer that at times that if I do find some stuff that I ask the people to go for a normal blood test so that it can be done there. But in all my experience, in all the years that I've worked with the frequency, not one was shown that it was incorrect. So it is absolutely to the point, and it shows you immediately. And the big thing is if there are certain tests that can be done, especially in India and in Egypt, in a number of hospitals there, where they've been testing for these things on specific children over certain years. And they found exactly the same thing that we found here at Soundwaves.
So you get a diagnosis, and are you asked to confirm it? Is that what happens?
Yes. Usually I put it through to the parents. Do you want to confirm it or don't you? And usually say, I get the answer no. And then we can start working with our children as soon as possible. But you see, when treatment comes in, we treat with frequencies to get the zinc, copper, and magnesium on normal levels. But it doesn't really stop or start there. Nutrition is coming in. Behavior problems is coming in. Psychological evaluations is coming. There's a lot of other things that kicks in then. But the big thing is that I truly think that those three, the zinc, the copper, and magnesium, is really the thing to look for. You know, like for instance, magnesium is essential for all brain-based skills and tasks. Deficiency may cause reduced attention span, increased aggression and fatigue, lack of concentration, inability, nervousness, and mood swings, all connected to magnesium. Magnesium, when it's if that is raised in levels, can improve the characteristics. It can improve sleep disturbances if you raise just magnesium. And that is just to name the one of the three.
Now, often with substance, well, certainly with blood, you can have a very high blood count, but it's not operational. In the same way, you can obviously take a magnesium capsule, but it's not being absorbed.
Does your test show
only peripheral chemicals?
No. We look at the whole spectrum. But you know, you've mentioned a very, very important thing, is that when we see there's a problem with a child not taking up certain things like magnesium or copper or zinc, then usually I go to the colon and I check that as well and see, is this body taking up these things correctly or not.
So can I just clarify your sound waves, if the colon was not absorbing properly, would show that there's no absorption in the colon or in the stomach, for example?
Yes.
Okay.
Then we can see it there, and then we can say, okay, let us correct it.
Okay, and, that's exciting. Okay. How do you correct it? Because you're saying it's not only detecting it, but you're saying you can actually treat it now. So help me with it. Here you find there's not enough magnesium, copper, and zinc, and you're suggesting with these frequencies you can alter that. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we can alter that, but as I said, it goes with a lot of other things as well. It goes with lifestyle. Lifestyle is a big thing. Is what the child is taking it. Why is he eating it? But if there is a physical problem in the child, then we detect the physical problem as well. Because I'm a very firm believer that if your body is not taking all those substances out of food stuff, why would it take it out of a pill? Okay, so yeah. So we have to look at the basic things.
But they might not be having that in their diet.
Yes.
They might not be having magnesium-rich foods,
lifestyle.
For example.
Then I come back to the lifestyle. Okay. Why is it not there? Why is it not an operational?
Yes.
And like, for instance, zinc. Let's take zinc is really a mood moderator. Or for zinc deficiency, it's common with ADHD patients, okay. Adults as well as children.
Okay.
Okay.
So if people would then eat foods with more zinc, magnesium, and copper, they would also be balancing it. But if there was a problem with absorption, that wouldn't help.
No, okay. No, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't help at all.
Okay.
So that is why it's so terribly important not only to check, to scan the child and say, okay, zinc, copper, and magnesium. You've got to go a bit further. What we believe in is that we've got to go to the basis. Where did it start? Why did it start? What is the cause of? You see, we see the end results. So you have to look at where did it start. So you have to do a full scan of the body and look at everything. You look at the pancreas, you look at the liver, you look at the stomach, you look at the colon, you look at the intestines, you look at everything.
Okay, so
And
now you're wanting to treat. Do you use, do you pulse specific frequencies for different kinds of treatment?
Yes, that is quite correct. We've got specific programs that we produce to the child because we said, okay, let us treat the child, say, for instance, let's go to the colon again. It's not operational. It's not working. There may be this bacteriosis. There's not enough bugs in the stomach, the good ones. It's not there. So we have to stimulate the body to give our frequencies to get up to a normal level so that they can work on a normal level.
Okay. So I would imagine that there are not many side effects.
There's no side effects.
Which would be hugely beneficial.
It's no side effects. It's long-lasting. Lindy, I just want to say to you, sometimes it's necessary that the child, there are some children or adults that really, they need their medication. They cannot do without. We can, and sometimes we do find that when we use the frequencies, that the action is not what we really want. So it takes time to determine over a long period exactly what to do and how to do.
So it's not a quick fix.
No, there's no quick fix.
Is it pricey?
Unfortunately not. It is not so pricey. I would say if you compare it with normal medication, it is much less than that. If you can say per month, you're going to pay much less. But the big thing is that you do not pump these people full of chemical stuff. And with side effects, you know, the side effects of specific medications are much higher sometimes than the good stuff that you know, your child is becoming a zombie at certain stage. You are satisfied with the child because the child is not so active anymore. The learning capabilities is up. The marks on the reports are better. But chemically, what are you really doing to your child? And to me, that is terribly important. You know, I've been a school principal for more than 27 years, and that is where everything started with this, is that I just felt that there must be something else that you can hand out to children, that you can hand out to young adults, that you can hand out to adults that's not affecting their life as seriously as medication does.
In order to do this, did you have to study as an audiologist?
No. I've been studying through a holistic college in Cyprus, a university. I'm actually still busy with my doctorate there.
Okay.
There are only one or two universities in the world that's giving these courses, so it is not everywhere. So, yes, I'm busy with that at this stage, and I hope to complete it within a year or two. But yes, that is holistic. And it is away from the medical, the chemical stuff. We say no to that, and we say there are better ways to treat children.
If people want to find out more, do you have a website of some kind?
Yes, we've got a website. I can perhaps just say it is www.soundwaves.gettimely.com, and they can have a good look there. Or they can phone the offices, and that is 083-267-9745. And they can speak there to Anna Marie, very knowledgeable, and she knows about everything. She can help every person that phones in connection with questions, or they can just phone me if they want to talk to me directly.
So just give us the www. It's Soundwaves.
Soundwaves.gettimely.
Get Timely.
Yeah, GETTIMELY, gettimely.com.
Okay. Okay, so it's not COSA, it's .com.
.com, and that is the website, and they can go onto the website, and all the information that you do need will be there.
Well, I wish you well. It's was nice to have some kind of alternative treatment. You've got your doctorate to get, and it's always good to spread the word out. We'll send you a link for the podcast so you can pop it on your website.
Oh, thank you. And it was such a pleasure for me to talk to you, Lindsay.
Well, thank you for staying up.
Okay.
You get a gold star for
See
that.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.